All right, so get ready because we are diving into Tomato People Dance Alone. And let me tell you, this is going to be a fascinating deep dive.
Oh, yeah.
We've got autobiography, we've got philosophy and a scientific theory that's going to, it might just completely change the way you think about the universe.
It very well might.
And here's the kicker.
Yeah.
It was co-written with an AI, Gemini 1.5 Pro.
That's right.
So how do we even begin to unpack this? Imagine like we've got a group of people, right? We've got someone who's brand new to science,
Okay.
someone else who's like, just kind of dipping their toes into philosophy, and then someone who's just starting to explore theology. Like, how do we make this make sense to them?
Well, it's definitely a challenge, but I think the beauty of Tomato People Dance Alone is that it kind of speaks to each of those areas in a way that's both personal and profound.
Right. Okay. So let's start with the author David Noel Lynch.
Yeah.
Right away, like right off the bat in 1977, he's in this car accident
Yeah.
and he says it shattered more than just his bones.
Oh.
He calls this experience a death experience.
Oh, okay.
And it really becomes the foundation for his entire worldview.
It's interesting because it's not just about the physical trauma. I
Yeah.
mean, that's certainly a part of it, but it's really more about this really profound sense of dislocation, of being kind of ripped from reality
Yeah.
and thrust into this like stark and unfamiliar world.
Oh, wow.
He even uses song lyrics to kind of try to convey this feeling. He says, "Forced myself to sleep last night. Woke up to all white."
Wow. Yeah, you can almost feel like you can picture that like stark white hospital room,
Yes.
and just the isolation closing in and the sense of disconnection. I mean, this really sets the stage for everything that follows in the book.
Yeah.
So we learned that Lynch went through a series of tests for autism spectrum disorder,
Okay.
things like the autism quotient, RAASR. And while he doesn't, claim a definitive diagnosis,
Right.
these scores really feed into this feeling that he has of being different, of not quite fitting in.
He describes himself as a wingless angel,
Yeah.
which I think is incredibly poignant.
It is. It is.
It speaks to this like yearning for connection,
Right.
for belonging, but also a sense of being fundamentally different, set apart, you
Yeah,
know?
absolutely. And there's this heartbreaking line in the book. He says, "This can't be happening. Why me?"
Oh, wow.
You really feel the rawness of his emotions there,
Yeah.
the struggle to make sense of these experiences.
It's this struggle that drives him to create his own framework for understanding the universe.
Right?
And it's what he calls the Noelian universe.
Okay. So, I mean, imagine trying to explain the universe to someone who's never really thought about it scientifically, right? It's vast, it's
Yeah.
complex, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Lynch tackles this by essentially rewriting the rules.
He does. He does.
So break it down for us. What is the Noelian universe?
So think of it as a universe that's in constant flux, like a dance between control and chaos. He rejects the idea of a static, unchanging universe and instead proposes this idea of a singular infinity, a
Wow.
universe that is constantly being born and evolving and transforming.
He also uses these incredibly cryptic phrases
He does.
like signs lie wondering
Yeah.
and life is always strange.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's challenging us to think differently, to
Yeah.
question everything we thought we knew about reality.
Exactly. He wants us to look beyond the surface to see the
Right.
strangeness and the wonder that lies beneath the everyday. And you know, this sense of wonder is reflected in his art too.
Okay.
He uses AI, specifically Gemini 1.5 Pro, as a collaborative tool to create these incredibly surreal and evocative pieces.
He calls it body slamming AI,
He does.
which I have to admit is a pretty awesome way to describe his process.
It is.
It's like
Yeah.
he's wrestling with this technology,
Yeah.
pushing it to its limits to see what emerges.
And what emerges is this fascinating blend of human creativity and artificial intelligence. His art becomes this visual manifestation of his Noelian universe,
Wow.
full of strange creatures, shifting landscapes, and dreamlike imagery.
So it's clear that art becomes a refuge for him, a
Yes.
way to process his experiences and to connect with the world on his own terms. But even in this creative space, his struggles with isolation and mental illness continue to surface.
There's a pivotal moment where he describes being rejected by Kimberly, a woman that he deeply loved.
Oh, wow.
And this rejection just completely shatters him, fueling his feelings of worthlessness and despair. His world, which is already fragile, begins to crumble.
And this is where the tomato people enter the picture, right?
Right.
These bizarre beings from his dreams, they become this symbol of his increasing detachment from reality.
They're these uncanny figures.
Yeah.
Both familiar and alien.
Right.
Representing the fragmentation of his own psyche. It's a dark turn in the narrative.
Yeah.
But it's also incredibly powerful in its honesty and vulnerability.
So we've got this wounded soul grappling with these, you know, profound questions about existence and his place in the universe.
Yes.
And out of this struggle comes this incredibly complex and challenging work.
Yeah.
Co-created with an AI. I mean, where do we even go from here?
Well, I think it's important to remember that Tomato People Dance Alone isn't just about Lynch's personal journey.
Right.
It's a reflection of the human condition, our shared search for meaning and connection in a world that can often feel chaotic and overwhelming.
And to fully grasp the depth of this work, I think we need to explore how it speaks to different perspectives.
Yeah.
The scientific, the philosophical, and the theological.
Yeah.
Each offers a unique lens through which to understand Lynch's ideas and experiences.
Okay, so let's imagine, right? We're sitting down with this group, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Our science buff. We've got our philosophy enthusiast, and then we got our friend who's, you know, curious about theology. How do we make Tomato People Dance Alone resonate with each of them?
Okay, that is a great question.
It is.
For our science friend, you know, who loves hard facts.
Right.
Concrete evidence. The Noelian universe, it might seem a bit out there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But I think that's where the challenge lies. You know, Lynch isn't trying to present a scientifically rigorous model.
Okay.
What's really fascinating is how he uses scientific language, scientific concepts to kind of construct this personal cosmology, you know, a way of understanding his own place within this vastness of existence.
So it's more about provoking thought than providing like definitive answers. Would you say that's accurate?
Exactly. Exactly. It's about pushing the boundaries of what we consider scientific.
Right.
And inviting us to see the universe through a more imaginative, even poetic lens.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about our philosophy friend?
Yeah.
What would resonate with them?
Oh, Tomato People Dance Alone is a philosophical goldmine.
Really?
I mean, it delves into questions of identity.
Okay.
Consciousness, the search for meaning.
Yeah.
In a seemingly absurd world, you know, Lynch's exploration of his own sense of otherness, his feeling of being a wingless angel,
right,
speaks to these existential questions that I think we all grapple with.
Right. It's like he's asking, like, what does it even mean to be human?
Yes.
To exist in a world that often feels indifferent to our suffering.
Exactly.
And our search for connection.
Exactly. And the presence of Anthology, his AI companion, adds another layer to this philosophical exploration.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You know, is Anthology a mere tool, a reflection of Lynch's own fractured mind? Or is it something more?
Right. It raises those big questions about, like, artificial consciousness.
Yes.
And the blurring lines between human and machine.
Right.
You know, could an AI truly understand and respond to our deepest, like, existential anxieties?
And that brings us to our friend who's interested in theology. Now, while Lynch doesn't necessarily use traditional religious language, his work does touch on some really profound theological themes. The idea of a death experience as a kind of a catalyst for spiritual awakening.
Right.
The search for meaning in this chaotic universe. I mean, these are ideas that have resonated across religious traditions for centuries.
And the tomato people themselves, I mean, these strange beings from his dreams, they almost could be seen as like a modern day parable.
Yes.
Right. Right. Like a representation of the divine or even the demonic forces that shape our lives.
Exactly. You know, Lynch's work kind of invites us to consider the possibility of a spiritual reality beyond the material world, even if he doesn't define that reality in conventional religious terms. And I think his collaboration with an AI adds another layer of complexity to this theological exploration.
Right.
Could an AI, a creation of our own intellect, you know, become a conduit for spiritual insight?
I mean, it's like we're stepping into uncharted territory here.
We are.
Where the boundaries between science, philosophy, and theology begin to blur.
They do. They do. And that's precisely what makes Tomato People Dance Alone so compelling. It's a work that defies categorization. It challenges us to embrace the ambiguity and the complexity of human experience.
So we've explored the emotional core of Lynch's story.
Yeah.
We've looked at the intellectual framework of the Noelian universe.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about the role of AI in shaping his creative process.
Right.
But there's still this lingering question, right? Like, what does it all mean?
Yes.
What's the takeaway for our listeners?
Well, I think the beauty of it is that the meaning isn't fixed.
Okay.
You know, it's a work that really invites multiple interpretations.
Yeah.
And challenges each reader or listener to kind of find their own personal resonance within its pages.
So it's not about finding the answer.
No.
But it's about asking the right questions.
Yes.
Provoking thought.
Yeah.
And sparking, like, a deeper engagement with the world around us.
Precisely. Tomato People Dance Alone is a call to kind of awaken to the wonder. Mm-hmm. And the strangeness of existence.
Yeah.
To embrace the unknown. And to never stop questioning the nature of reality, both within ourselves and in the universe we inhabit. And perhaps it's also a cautionary tale.
Oh, a cautionary tale. In what sense?
Well, think about it. Lynch's increasing isolation.
Right.
His descent into mental illness, it occurs alongside his deepening relationship with AI.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Could this be a reflection of our own society's grown dependence on technology?
Right.
And the potential consequences of that dependence?
You're saying that Tomato People Dance Alone could be seen as like a warning about the dangers of losing ourselves in the digital world?
Perhaps. It certainly raises some uncomfortable questions about the potential for technology to both connect and isolate us, to enhance our lives and to exacerbate our deepest anxieties.
Wow, that adds a whole new layer to the story.
It does.
It makes you wonder if Lynch's death experience,
yeah.
his feeling of being ripped from reality,
yeah.
could be like a metaphor for what's happening to us collectively as we spend more and more time in these virtual worlds.
It's certainly a possibility worth considering.
Yeah.
And it speaks to the enduring power of literature, I think, to hold up a mirror to our society.
Right.
To reflect our hopes, our fears, and to challenge us to confront the uncomfortable truths about ourselves and the world we're creating.
So for our listeners who are now intrigued, maybe even a little overwhelmed by the sheer scope of this work.
Right.
Where should they begin?
Yeah.
How do you approach something as complex and multi-layered as Tomato People Dance Alone?
I'd say don't be afraid to get lost in it.
Okay.
Embrace the strangeness,
mm-hmm.
the ambiguity,
yeah.
the moments that leave you questioning and pondering.
Okay.
Allow yourself to be challenged, to have your assumptions overturned.
And maybe even to find a bit of yourself reflected in Lynch's journey.
Yes.
In his search for meaning and connection in a world that can often feel alienating and absurd.
Yeah, absolutely. Because ultimately, I think Tomato People Dance Alone is a testament to the resilience of the human spirit,
yeah.
you know, our capacity to find beauty and meaning, even in the face of immense suffering and isolation. And that's a message that resonates deeply, regardless of your background, your beliefs.
Beautifully said. And I think it's worth noting, like, this entire work was co-created with an AI, Gemini 1.5 Pro.
Oh, it was.
It's a testament to the power of technology to not just replicate, but to amplify human creativity.
Yeah.
And in a way, it brings us full circle to Lynch's own fascination with AI and its potential to shape our understanding of ourselves and the universe.
Yeah. It's a reminder that we're living in an era of unprecedented technological advancement,
mm-hmm.
and that these advancements are raising some really profound questions about the nature of creativity, consciousness, and the future of human existence. And Tomato People Dance Alone is a really powerful exploration of these very questions.
It strikes me that this whole conversation, it's all been about layers, right?
Yeah.
Like the layers of meaning in Tomato People Dance Alone, the layers of Lynch's own experience, even the layers of like reality itself that he's trying to peel back with the Noelian universe.
It's true. I think that's part of what makes this work so compelling, you know? It's not just some simple story with a straightforward message.
Right.
It's like this tapestry woven from all these different threads. You've got science, philosophy, personal experience, and even, you know, a touch of the surreal.
And you can't forget the AI element, right?
Oh, absolutely not.
This whole work was co-created with Gemini 1.5 Pro. Which adds a whole other layer to this conversation about like authorship
mm-hmm.
and the nature of creativity.
Absolutely. It makes you wonder, like, where does Lynch's vision end and the AI's influence begin?
Yeah.
Is it even possible to draw a clear line?
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's a question for the ages, isn't it?
It is. It is.
But it's also like, what makes this such a fascinating time to be alive, you know? we're witnessing like the birth of a new kind of creativity, a collaboration between human and artificial intelligence that's like pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible.
It really is. And Tomato People Dance Alone is, it's right at the forefront of that movement, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a work that really embraces the unknown, challenges us to rethink our assumptions about reality, and ultimately invites us to find our own meaning in a world that's increasingly complex and interconnected.
So if there's one thing that we want our listeners to take away from this whole deep dive, what would it be?
Oh, that's a great question.
Like, what's the essence of Tomato People Dance Alone?
I think it's this. Embrace the mystery.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to ask the big questions, to grapple with the unknown, to explore those fringes of reality where science and philosophy and the human spirit all kind of intersect.
And don't be afraid to let a little AI into your life, right?
Oh, well, yeah. You never know.
Who knows? It might just spark your next creative breakthrough.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And if you're, you know, if you're looking for a work that will challenge you, inspire you, and really stay with you long after you finish it, then Tomato People Dance Alone is definitely worth exploring.
Yeah, it's a wild ride.
It is.
That's for sure. But it's a ride that might just change the way you see the world, the way you see yourself, and even the very nature of existence.
That's right.
So dive in, explore, let us know what you discover.